bringing Dave Lee live to you. This is the Bugcast, episode 52.
Good evening. It is Friday the 13th of March, and you are listening to the Bugcast episode 52. Thanks very much indeed to Katie for introducing the show this evening. You'll hear something more from her later on. Wow, that first song, that was a bit different, wasn't it? That was K.S. Bumrah and R. Bangra, and that was taken from the IODA Promonet website, but I actually pinched it from one of Pete Kogel's podcasts, the PC podcast. I heard it, loved it, and thought, I'm going to nick that and play that on the show. So I hope you like that, because that was extremely different. I think that's probably the first... No, it's not. It's the second non-English track I've played on the show. So, yeah, let me know what you thought of that, because, yeah, very much different. Thank you very much indeed, as always, to the guys from the Dumbed Down Life for the use of their Shoutcast server and chat room. And also, thank you to everybody who's joined us in the chat room this evening. Just do a quick roll call. We've got John, Helly, Ian, Katie, Leonie, Lisa, Caroline, Nick and Phil from work. And a special welcome to John, who's this is his first time here. And yeah, John and I, well, John, Caroline and I were friends with John from back in the days when we were down in Slough. So yeah, John, it's fantastic to have you here. Thanks for coming along. Well, for those of us in the UK, it is Red Nose Day today, and I don't know whether you've done anything specific for Red Nose. But we had a casual day at work and had people dressing up in the most amazing costumes. We had somebody dressed up as a fireman. We had I'm trying to think what the different things were. Lots of schoolgirls in pigtails, which was interesting to say the least. And of course, all asking for money, which is all going to go towards a phenomenal cause of Comet Relief. Really, I'm coming down from the high of the last 2 weeks of specials. Let me just turn the chat room off because I'm being distracted by it as normal. Episode 50, of course, was the Golden Podiversary, the special. Best of Music from 26 to 49. And of course, last week, wow, what an amazing show that was, the interview with Mark Marshall. I've had some amazing feedback from that, which I'll cover off later on. But I think it's probably going to be one of the best shows yet. I mean, yeah, okay, I'm a little bit biased on that respect, but let's hope there's more to come. So, Matthew, if you're listening, you're up next, mate. Right, because of the last two shows being exceptionally long and in excess of 1 hour, I'm going to try not to pad this show out too long. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to just quickly touch on a news article that was sent to me on the Bugcast drop at drop.io/bugcast, which is put there by Phil. Thanks, Phil. And it's an article that I'm not going to read out so much, but I'd like you to go along and read, because it's a very interesting insight into the man that is Stephen Fry. I'll just read the opening paragraph. Stephen Fry, wit, writer, raconteur, actor and quiz show host, is also a self-confessed dweeb and meister geek. As he confesses, if I added up all the hours I've sat watching a progress bar fill up, I could live another life. His feed on the social networking site Twitter is one of the most popular in the world, and he spoke to BBC Radio 4's Analysis about why he believes the web is such a good thing. And he talks about Twitter, why the web needs a red light district, how to be a web snob, in praise of texting abbreviations, why email liberates the voice, why books and the web go together, a riposte to web warriors, computers and spelling, why the internet turns us all into kings, and where the web can take you. So have a look at that. I'll put a link to the BBC News article in the show notes. And I have been joined... Nearly said John there, that would be interesting. I have been joined by the lovely lady wife, who I believe wants to say something to me.
It was John.
Yes, it's John. John.
Sturgis,
you did put the right. Yes, apologize. Yes. Sorry. Yes, it's that John.
How?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. How, John, if you're listening, oh, yes, you are now, good. If you can just type into the chat room for me how you found the show. I'm guessing it was on Facebook, but just... I'm sure I've got you on Facebook. Is it on Facebook or Twitter? I can't remember. Anyway, you know, you can actually go into the chat room and ask him yourself as you're in there.
Yeah, but at the time I was typing one handed, I'd already offended him by getting his surname.
No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. But of course, it's also entirely possible that Jenny mentioned that we were down there. It was Facebook, yes. Well, regardless, as I said earlier on, it's good to. No, the webcam's not on. Okay, I think now is the time for you to leave. Do you know what? In episode 51, Mark Marshall said something about the show, and he said specifically, don't try to be any more professional because you'll ruin it. And I've got to say, with you around, there is absolutely no danger of me becoming more professional. How does that make you feel? Very proud, she says. Oh, dearie me. Was there something else? The webcam's not on.
I'll let him get back to the show now.
Thank you very much indeed. Right. I said the webcam's not on. Oh, was that for... Oh, sorry, that was for my benefit. My apologies. Okay, moving swiftly onwards, eh?
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
She looked up and asked me, what do you think love is? I thought for a moment, and then I said, sacrifice, sacrifice. I think love is sacrifice, giving up to gain what you want, giving up to gain what you need. She looked up and asked me, trying to say, if it didn't cost you anything, how much is it worth anyway? Sacrifice, sacrifice. I think love is sacrifice, giving up to gain what you want, giving up to gain what you need. Love is sacrifice, giving up to gain what you want, giving up to gain what you need.
That was Phil Putnam and Sacrifice, and prior to that we had Clara Bellino and Clara Bellino and Peaceful Solution. Both of those tracks were taken from Aerial Publicity. Right. I've started a bit of a debate in the chat room, which I'll go on to in about in a minute. But before I do, I just want to cover off a couple more news articles that have been sent to me in the last few weeks. This one interests me because not only is it a techie one and a little bit geeky, but also it's a gadget that I don't see the point of. And basically what it is, Apple have just unveiled their new iPod Shuffle. I believe this is the third generation iPod Shuffle. And one of the features of this new Shuffle is that it will actually talk to you and tell you what the artist and the title of the song is that they are listening to. Now, for those that don't know, the iPod Shuffle is the only iPod that Apple do that does not have a screen on. So there's no way of knowing what track you're listening to. Now, the previous versions of the Shuffle, the first generation was kind of long and a bit sort of shaped like a crunchy. And it had the round wheel and the play button in the middle. The second generation one does as well, but it's a much shorter, like probably only about inch and a half tall. This new one is shaped almost like a packet of Pez, if anybody remembers those. And it has no buttons on it whatsoever, except that the controls are actually going to be on the wire that goes from the iPod itself to the headphones. Now that's the first thing that I'm not sure about, because if those headphones break, you've now got to then go off and buy a replacement pair of headphones for that specific iPod, which I don't agree with. I think that's a bad design technique. Unless I think some of the early Sony devices had a remote control in addition to the main controls that plugged into the bottom of the music player, which you then plugged your headphones into. So you plugged your headphones into the remote control. So if your headphones broke, all you had to do was buy another pair of headphones rather than a new remote control unit. So that's the first thing. The second thing about it is, why would you want your iPod to tell you what the music is? Now, okay, this is a difficult one to explain because I suppose this is a new thing, so I wouldn't necessarily see the value of it. But why not just put a miniature display on the iShuffle, on the iPod? It wouldn't be too difficult. I mean, looking at it now, it's only about, what, inch? Oh yeah, she tells you now. 46 mil, so about an inch and a half long. And I'm sure that, you know, with Apple being one of the most technologically advanced companies in the world, that they would be able to fashion a display that would fit on that size of iPod. Why would you want the titles read out? Maybe I'm the only person that feels this way, but I just don't think that that's the best way of announcing a track. I'm presuming that this is a feature that can be turned off. But, yeah. What do you think? Are any of you intending to buy the new iPod Shuffle? Have you got the previous iPod Shuffles? Do you think that they could have been redesigned in a way that they could have had a screen on there or something? Let me know what your thoughts are. The second news article is really a follow-up from a couple of articles that we have looked at in the past, and it's basically to do with Tony Hart, who, as you may remember, died in January. Now, what has happened is a flash mob of tiny plasticine figures gathered on London's Bankside to honour the memory of the late TV artist Tony Hart. Almost 200 models in the shape of children's TV favourite Morph were arranged in a terracotta army-style formation outside the Tate Modern. Tony Hart's daughter, Carolyn Williams, said that she was completely bowled over by the gesture in memory of her father. Hart inspired children to paint and draw on TV shows for nearly 50 years before he retired in 2001. And the character Morph appeared alongside Tony Hart from 1977 on several of his UK TV programmes, notably Take Heart and Heartbeat. Now, for me, I think I mentioned this in the previous times, I kind of grew up with Tony Hart. I was born in 72, so as I was becoming sort of more aware of television programmes, Tony Hart was there, and I remember Take Heart, I remember Heartbeat. I don't remember, it was Vision On, wasn't it? I don't remember that one, but I certainly remember Morph, and what was his mate's name? Chaz. No, that wasn't it either. Yeah, I think it would have been liked to have seen this display of Morphs, and I think there might have been some Chazzies there as well. No, looking at the photograph that's on there, I don't think there were. I think they were just Morphs in different colours. But yeah, it would have been fantastic to see. Let me know what your memories are of Tony Hart and Morph. Do you remember Vision On? Do you remember Take Heart? Yeah, let me know what you remember. Right. Earlier on this week, I think it was on Monday because I was off on leave at the time, I received a text message. And I'll read you what the text message said. It read, "Dear Sir, I am part of a band and we've been made aware that you are illegally playing some of our tracks on your weekly podcast. Should you persist with this, we'll be forced to take the matter further." That was it. That was the entire message. It was from a number that I didn't recognise. Now, when I read it, a number of things came to mind. The first one was, who are you? You've not told me who you are. Secondly, you've not told me who your band is. Yeah, if you're going to accuse me of illegally playing your music, you know, at least tell me who you are. The third issue is that, apart from episode 20, which incidentally I will be editing and re-releasing at some time in the past. For those that don't remember, episode 20 was the special I did on my college years, and I played a number of non-Podsafe tracks on that. But I took that show down. I don't think you can get that show anymore. But apart from that, I have been completely and totally Podsafe since episode 1. So I knew that this was either a hoax, or it was just somebody making a severe mistake. So it didn't bother me. Now, I replied to that, or at least Caroline replied to it on my behalf, because I was driving at the time, saying, "Thank you for your message. It would be very useful to know your band name and any track names before you start making accusations." Now, I heard nothing back, so I immediately assumed this was either somebody being a complete pillock, or it was a prankster. Now, I hope there is somebody listening to this at the moment who is squirming in their chair. Because I found out on Wednesday who sent the message. And it was somebody who I work with, wasn't it, Andrew? One of my team. Incidentally, he reports into me, so he needs to be very careful, as I'm the one that decides his appraisal scores every year. He decided that he was going to send me a hoax message from his company mobile, which I don't have the number for in my personal mobile, to say to try and wind me up, basically. And I have to say that apart from the initial "what the heck is this all about," I wasn't drawn in by it. So sorry, Andrew, bad luck, mate. But it was a very good attempt. It was a very good attempt. It did make me think. And I don't do that often. Anywho, we're going to go on to do some feedback now. Now, as I said earlier on, we've had a great amount of feedback from the past week. And we are going to start 4, maybe 5 pieces of feedback with a voicemail from Leonie.
Hey ho, me again. Have decided to be more succinct in the emails because I seem to bang on for far too long these days, and I still hate the sound of my own voice, so why subject everybody else to it? Anyway, I'm just listening to the tail end of show 51. Well, I was when I wrote the email text out. I'm not now, obviously. What a cracking show with such a cracking guest. Mark Marshall was entertaining company with a lot of insightful things to share with us the Bugcast listeners. I'll get that right as well in a moment. Particularly enjoyed the intro. I laughed pretty loudly at that. Good to hear some more of his music, and we'll be entering the competition forthwith. And not entertaining the competition forthwith was what I originally typed. In short, well done both. And in closing, I would just like to say that my name is of no importance. Guess where I live? All for now. Your regular correspondent, listening to Fry laughing at "My Name is Earl." Leonie, news at 10, the pipe in the upstairs water closet.
Yet somebody else who knows that I'm a very big Blackadder fan. Thank you for that, Leonie. Let me just pull up your email so I can comment on it. Yeah, the intro. I've had a number of people saying how amazing that introduction was. And I don't know whether I mentioned it in last week's episode. I don't remember a lot of last week's episode, I have to say. Mark actually did both the voices for that, which was absolutely amazing. And I know Phil has mentioned about the intro, Andrew mentioned about the intro, and it was certainly one of the best we've ever had. I have to say, when I started touting for intros back on episode 5, I think it was, Phil from work did episode 6. He was the first person from the listener base that submitted an introduction to the show, and Phil set the bar. And gradually, as more and more people have submitted introductions, the bar has been raised every time. When this one came along, it basically, as Phil said today, it turned the long jump into the pole vault. All right, the bar is now set so high. This is a challenge out for you guys. Submit an introduction that beats that. Please, because I want to see how you can do. But yes, I have to agree, big head on, the interview show with Mark Marshall was probably the best show that I've ever done, and I'm so proud of it. And all kudos to Mark for his involvement in it. I'm going to shut up about that now because I could go on about that for ages. Okay, we have also... Oh, yes, I got a text message from Phil as he was listening to the show earlier on this week. And it was three text messages in a row. The first one said best, the second one said show, and the third one said ever. And I can't dispute that because I think it was the best show ever. We also had an email from Andrew, the Phantom text messenger. Hi mate, just finished listening to show 51. Well done on an entertaining show where both Mark Marshall and yourself interacted so well that you just wanted the interview to carry on so you could keep on listening. I agree with your comments, and though I feel that you should really accept the bulk of the praise for the show, encouragement should be given to people like Leonie who have taken the time to contribute on a regular basis, and maybe others will be encouraged to make some contribution no matter how small that may be. Your show has a broad enough spectrum so that everybody should find something they like. Yeah, absolutely. I could not agree more. And it is good that people are putting any kind of contribution to the show. Because, again, going back to episode 5, when I was on about show contributions, this is kind of what I was after. I wanted people to put their own input into the show. Submitting track bumpers, introductions, anything you like. And I'll keep banging on about that because I think it is an important part of the show. It's not just necessarily about me waffling on, but I do want you guys to be a part of this show. Not just listeners, but, you know, help me put this show together. So, Andrew, thanks for that, because what's the word? Do you know, every single show I've done, I'm thinking that I've always floundered for a word at least once. It basically just solidifies the point that I was trying to make, so thank you for that. And I've also had a message from Nancy. Nancy was in the chat room on last Friday under the username Diva, and she said, "Hi Dave, thank you for a great show today. I've heard past episodes as well, and so I love your style and your sense of humour. Thanks again, Nancy." So, Nancy, thank you very much indeed for taking the time to write in and comment on the show. I think that is probably it for the feedback, so... Amazing feedback this week, so thank you very much indeed, one and all. Just a reminder to everybody that there is a competition going on. From last week's episode, Mark set a competition question, which was...
What borough of New York City did I grow up in?
For those of you who speak English, that was what borough... what did he say?
What borough of New York City... Did I grow up in?
Yes, what borough of New York City did Mark Marshall grow up in? And what I've done is I've made the decision to close the competition in 2 weeks' time. So the competition will end on Thursday the 26th of March, which is 13 days from today. And the competition results will be announced on episode 54 of the Bugcast in 2 weeks' time. What I've also decided to do, because I've already had... 4 entries into the competition so far, and I am absolutely certain there's at least 2 more coming in. What I've decided to do is increase the odds of you guys winning. Now, when Mark sent me the CD to give away as a prize, he also sent me a copy for myself. But what I haven't told you is he sent me 2 CDs to give away, both being signed by him. Okay? So there will be 2 draws as part of this competition. The first person will be drawn will win a CD. The second person to be drawn out of the same hat will also win a signed copy of Mark Marshall's album, New Eye. So hopefully, now that you've got twice the opportunity to win... It'll hopefully persuade more of you to enter the competition. The competition, again, will be open until Thursday the 26th of March, so get in and get your entries in as soon as you can. Alright? Right, enough said.
More cowbell.
I've got 10,000 friends on MySpace. I obsessively add more, and they damn well better rank me
and they're top 24. I've got 10,000 friends on MySpace, so I matter on the net. I've got 10,000 friends on MySpace, but none in real life yet. Whoa. My friends adore my profile and my narcissistic blog, with excruciating details of my digestion and my dog. My friends all say I'm sexy, so thank God we've never met. 'Cause I've got 10,000 friends on MySpace, but none in real life yet. Whoa.
Friend me, friend me,
friend me, baby. Are bands and fake celebrities. My 10,000 friends on MySpace give me kudos and send smiles. I pretend they're neurosurgeons, 'cause I'm afraid they're pedophiles. And don't you say the world is out there waiting, 'cause I consider that a threat. 'Cause I've got 10,000 friends on MySpace, but none in real life yet. Whoa. Baby,
boost my crippled
vanity. I rant and wave about the mainstream media, but ache for them to notice me.
Friend me, friend me.
Oh, friend me, baby.
Click me, click me.
Boost my views. I sit here clicking refresh all day, and it's my favorite form of self-abuse.
My parents and my counselor say I need to quit this scene for something less addictive, like methamphetamine. But my 10,000 friends on MySpace provide my only self-respect. I've got 10,000 friends on MySpace, but none in real life
yet.
MySpace. You're listening to Dave Lee. Now, his show is the best. Apart from mine, of course.
Once I was lonely, this cold and wintry day, I saw the feelings you'll never know. Not knowing someone would share my heart someday, lost all the hope for someone to love. Now I see a different time since you been here. I just have one thing to ask of you, my dear. Would you be my Valentine?
Not just today, but
would you be my Valentine? I'd know, I nearly started to run and hide. We took our chances and fell into desire. Then all the lonelihood was gone inside. Now I see a different time since you are here. Just have one thing to ask of you, my dear. Would you be
That was Edgar Gabriel's String Fusion and Would You Be My Valentine. And prior to that was Bob Ritchie and Project Sisyphus and 10,000 Friends on MySpace. Right. Oh, thank you also to Katie for doing the bumper between those two songs. Yes, she does have her own radio show. If she lets me, I will put a link to that in the show notes. Yes, I have a few corrections to make because I made some mistakes. Never happens. Don't know where they get that idea from. I said that Phil's text had said best show ever. It didn't. It said best intro ever. So obviously the show wasn't good enough. The second thing that Phil said, that I said Phil said, was Mark had turned the long jump into the pole vault in terms of the level of the bar for introductions, whereas Phil actually said he'd turned the high jump into the pole vault. So I do apologise to Phil for getting his... What's not what you said? Oh. Right, Phil, can you type into the chat room exactly what it was I should have said, and I'll repeat it. Thank you very much indeed. Now, what I want to do also is, because somebody mentioned in the chat room, I just want to clarify some of the rules of the competition. You're only actually allowed to enter the competition once, okay? But because there is a small amount... No, Phil, I know you didn't say that the show wasn't good enough. That was something I said as a joke. Yes, you can only enter the competition once. Now, when you're answering the question, you really need to listen to what the question is telling you. The question asks, what borough of New York did Mark Marshall grow up in? If you enter more than once, I will take the last answer, the most recent answer that you've given me. Now, a couple of you have entered more than once. If you're unsure as to which one was the most recent one that you sent me, by all means feel free to send it again. It is easy to misinterpret the question and give the wrong answer. Please listen to the question, look for the answer. Okay? And thank you to Leonie for mentioning about show 75. Well, she didn't mention show 75, but she prompted me to remember it. Starting from this week, show 52, all the way up to show 74, all right, please start making notes of all the songs that you like, okay, specifically the songs that you really like out of what we're playing, which you'll need to then send me, please, as we approach show 75 for the top 10 best shows from episodes 52 to 74, okay? So I'm giving you prior warning now. I can't give you any more advanced warning than that. So if there's a song on today's show that you really like, make a note of it. All right, and then I'll ask for that information as we go further down towards show 75. Right, I think that's all the corrections done and all the additional things and all the confusions. Hopefully all sorted out. You know, I said this was going to be a shorter show, but we're just past 46 minutes, so that didn't work, did it? Next week... Oh, it's all going to pot. Next week is show 53, and it will be on Friday the 20th of March, live in the Dumb Down Life chat room, as normal, at 9 p.m. UK time. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can do so in a number of ways. You can visit the drop at drop.io/bugcast, and there you can drop links. Right, I have been given a link for Katie's radio show. And what I'll do is I'll post that link into the show notes rather than read it out. But the show is tomorrow, as in Saturday evening, 10 p.m. UK time, in which case I will put it in the... I'll read it out now. It's webgirluk.livejournal.com/298155.html. All right, some people don't read the show notes, so... webgirluk.livejournal.com/298155.html. That will give you all the details of where and when the show will be. But the show is tomorrow night at 10 p.m. UK time. So I need to get this show out quickly then, don't I? yes, at thedrop.io/podcast, you can drop news articles, Podsafe music, voice messages, anything you like. You can also call through to us on 020-8099-1550. Now, that phone number is actually up for renewal very soon, and I don't think anybody's used it for quite some time, so the chances are I may actually drop that number from the contact information. So if anybody does use it in the next week or two, I may change my mind. That number again, 020-8099-1550. You can also send a traditional email to feedback@thebugcast.org. And again, you can drop me voice messages, intros for future shows, anything you like. You can also visit the show notes at www.thebugcast.org, and there you'll all find links to the artists, links to the sources where the artist songs came from, and also other ways you can get in touch through MySpace, Twitter and Facebook. The music this week has come from the Podsafe Music Network at podsafemusicnetwork.com, Aerial Publicity Cyber PR, which is aerialpublicity.net, and the IODA Promonet, which is iodapromonet.com. I think that's pretty much it then. So all that really remains now is to basically thank everybody for listening, be you on the podcast or be you live in the chat room at this precise moment in time. And all the people that are in there at the moment, thank you very much to them. We've got an unknown guest. We've got Helly, Ian, Katie, Leonie, Lisa, Caroline, Nick, Phil from work, and John. So thank you very much for being here and giving all your support to me, as always. And if all is equal and with the following wind, we shall regroup in a week's time. Take care.